This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey. First of all, the good news. Cheers for the July 28th release of Shadi Sadr from the Evin prison north of Tehran. She had been held there since July 17th after she was arrested on her way to a prayer service. According to Iran's Human Rights, a group of international activists who lobby for human rights in Iran, Sadr, a Women's E! News 21 leader for the 21st century, is a woman's rights advocate, lawyer, and journalist who has had clashes with police ever since her two-week jail stay in 2004. Three other female women's rights activists remain imprisoned. Their names are Shiva Nazar Ahari, Kava Mozafari, and Jila Bani Yagub. Sadr was released with 140 other prisoners who were being detained for their involvement in recent protests against the June 12th presidential election in Iran. These detainees were released from the Evin prison following a government committee investigation of prisoner conditions, which occurred after 20 prisoner deaths were reported by the pro-reform opposition. More news to cheer this week. Tanzania has launched its first bank created specifically for women. The bank, based in Dar es Salaam, will only ask for an identification card or a passport to open an account, as opposed to most other banks in the country which require title deeds or proof of wealth. The bank will also require a much lower minimum deposit, about $2, than most other banks in Tanzania. The Women's Bank also told the BBC that it will offer expert financial help and advice to all women, and so far 110 women have opened accounts at the bank. Cheers for the 463 women who jumped into Oneida Lake in Syracuse, New York at 7 a.m. on July 26 to compete in the first annual Iron Girl Triathlon. The competition is organized by the World Triathlon Corporation, which runs the Ironman Triathlons. About 593 women from from 17 states, including California, registered for the event. Their ages ranged from 14 to 70. Event officials hope to attract 1,000 women and girls next year. Now for the bad news. Cheers for Nicaragua's total ban on abortions, which is leading to deaths among pregnant women and girls, according to a new Amnesty International report. The ban does not allow abortions for any reason, even if the mother's health is in danger. Women who seek abortions can be sentenced to prison time, even without having the procedure. Medical professionals who assist women in anything related to an abortion can also face prison time. As a result, doctors in the country are afraid to harm the fetus because of the possibility of criminal charges under the ban, and many are not performing life-saving medical treatments on mothers. The abortion ban also permits women who have endured miscarriages to be charged criminally, as it is often impossible to conclude whether it was a miscarriage or an induced abortion that led to the lost fetus. This type of total abortion ban, says Amnesty International, is only seen in 3% of countries globally. Amnesty International is advocating for a revision of Nicaragua's law. More news to jeer this week. A new Center for Reproductive Rights study found that the number of abortion centers nationwide is falling. The number of abortion businesses and abortion practitioners decreased by 25% between 1992 and 2005. Laws such as required parental involvement, informed consent, and waiting periods before having an abortion have all contributed to this decrease by making it more challenging to run these centers. Also, the center's study documented how many of these facilities are, quote, routinely targeted for both legal and physical harassment. Also, we jeer how the UK Women's and Work Commission, which was established to consider how to close the gender pay gap in Britain, has found that sexist stereotyping in schools is contributing to the widening pay gap. The gap, which has increased in the United Kingdom to 22.6% this year from 21.9% in 2007, is blamed on girls being ushered into the 5C careers while they are in school. Those careers are caring, cashiering, clerical, cleaning, and catering, and pay levels in these careers always tend to be lower. And more news to jeer. The father, mother, and brother of three female teens from Montreal, Canada, were charged on July 23rd with killing the teens as well as murdering a fourth woman believed to be the father's first wife. The women's bodies were found in a submerged car at Kingston, Ontario. Various media reports have suggested that the murders by Mohammed Shafia and his wife and son may have been, quote, honor killings, although some local women's groups have spoken out against the use of that term to describe what happened. We also note that abortion resurfaced at home as a contentious issue this week as U.S. House leaders struggled to reach an agreement on health care legislation. On July 30th, the House Energy and Commerce Committee approved an amendment stipulating that health care legislation moving through Congress may not impose requirements for coverage of abortion except in limited cases. However, later that day, the amendment was struck just hours after its initial approval when two conservative Democrats changed their vote. We also note that a new study released by the Radio Television News Directors Association found that more women are now working in the radio and television and news fields. Women now hold around 41% of TV news positions, about 28% of all radio slots, and 29% of TV news director positions, reaching an all-time high. But we can't cheer this news yet because the same study also showed that there are fewer minorities working in these fields. Minority participation fell by 1.8% in total TV staff positions in 2008 and 2.9% in the radio department. We also note this week that Scott Roeder, age 51, the man accused of killing Dr. George Tiller, pleaded not guilty on July 28th. A church usher who was present at the May 31st shooting at the church in Wichita, Kansas, told the court that he heard Roeder say something like, "Lord, help me," and then put a gun to Tiller's head and pull the trigger. Roeder faces a life in prison if he is convicted. These news briefs were compiled by Kayla Hutzler, an editorial intern at Women's E! News. Rita Henley-Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E! News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E! News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.